Welcome to Bear Attack, Season 5. Season 5. This is where TV shows always lose the plot for me, and I stop watching. Or I don't stop watching, because I power through when I start something. If I don't like the first episode, I won't watch
it. Well, I guess it's good.
And if I do like the first episode, I'll probably
I guess it's good.
Season 5, I've made it this far.
I guess it's good that we've never actually had a plot, so we can't lose what we didn't have.
Yeah. This is where we find the plot. I am Blitz Bear. That was Panda Bear. And Polar Bear is just waiting his turn to get in a word.
Oh, hi.
So I'll shut up and let Polar Bear talk now.
We're finding the plot this season. We're finally narrowing ourselves down to an elevator pitch. It took us 5 years, but we're almost there.
Almost there. Well, guys, this episode kind of we're all recovering from holiday festivities, even though this episode is going to come out a little while after the holidays. We don't really have a plan for this one. I did want to read some fan mail if you boys
are down.
Yeah.
I'm excited
that we have fans, let alone mail from them.
Our listeners have decided officially on Bear Attack what the all-time best drink of Christmas is. The options were eggnog, peppermint mocha, hot cocoa, Mexican hot chocolate, similar to hot cocoa, but with cayenne powder in it, and it is incredible. Red Bull, Monster, and the last poll option is, why is Red Bull / Monster a poll option? No one voted for that one. Which I'm going to take as people just understood why those were an option. The clear winner.
Wait, can I guess?
Was hot cocoa.
Oh, I wanted to get peppermint mocha.
Peppermint mocha came in second place.
Nobody likes that garbage. You can have that peppermint shit.
You're the only person who doesn't like peppermint.
It's true.
In the entire world.
Yeah, it's just you, Oceans. Peppermint olives, just be an adult. Get it together.
Like, if you stick a York patty in front of my face, it's gonna be great. But
that's mostly peppermint. That's like
the CrossFit of peppermint.
I can't eat any of that stuff right now because I cut all sugar, or not all sugar, but I'm not eating any sweet stuff. And then like I cut most carbs, or I'm trying to. That one's
harder.
Heck
yeah, dude.
Well, because my back hurts, and I'm like, my body's telling me, dude, you're pregnant again. Stop it.
<laughs> 2020, the year we found out that Oceans could be pregnant. 2023, the year Oceans became pregnant. Again.
It's all coming together. Full circle.
This is like my third pregnancy, because I had the same problem back when I was a freshman in college.
That freshman 15, dude, it'll get you.
Yeah. Mine was more like a freshman 30, but yeah.
And then someone answered, what did you think about this episode? And Josie said, shattered my sad girl vibes, didn't come here to laugh, but the combination of stupid and witty elicited laughter. Pairs well with irony and a longstanding history of depression.
You know what? I tell you what, that is our sweet spot. Morons with a little bit of wit here and there.
Yeah, I can't tell if she's calling us depressed or she's depressed.
I think she's saying she's depressed, but she did call us stupid, but also witty.
Well, we are.
We're a combination of stupid and witty.
Dude, I tell you what, I am stupid witty most days.
That's literally our thing, is being stupid, but being witty about it.
Josie, thank you so much for leaving a comment on our Christmas episode. I hope that
that's not even somebody we know. That's crazy.
Yeah, thanks for really showing us that people that we don't know actually do listen to this sometimes.
I actually met her 10 years ago.
Do tell.
Josie. So I do know her.
Does she have a band called the Pussycats?
What?
Does she have a band called the Pussycats?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
Is there a girl in the Pussycats named Josie?
No.
They have tails and shopping bags.
Homeschooler.
Guitar and tails of wine. Josie and the Pussycats.
It's an old cartoon from back in our parents' era, Nate. That's probably why you don't know what he's talking about.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like information I don't need. Taking up my head. But no.
They're from like the Scooby-Doo era. I don't know her well.
I actually didn't send her the podcast, but she found out about it through Facebook.
She found us anyways.
Nice. Yeah.
When social media does what it's supposed to, it's a great thing.
Yeah, so I'll be looking back through our other episodes to see if other people have left stuff on it, and hopefully we can help other people through their depression at least for 45 minutes or an hour.
Yeah, with our with our stupid wit.
Yeah.
I say we could go through that right now because I don't really have anything to talk about. I was just like, season five, oh my God, what are we going to do?
We'll just tangent and read fan mail.
Man, or you know what? How about this? Since we're now, we've landed on we're review guys, or that's what we're sleeping on tonight.
Yeah, so.
How about we review our podcasting experience? And that we're.
It's kind of like what our thing is, really.
Yeah, but now that we're into season five, let's give a overview of what we think. How it's been. The creative struggles. The dissonance. The funny jokes we've made about Nathan.
Oh, dude, no, stop, don't start.
You
oh
gotta
my.
Censor it. You gotta censor it. I will do my part by not saying on this episode so you don't have so many to censor out starting now.
That's three already. Oh my God.
You know what, Oceans? I'm sorry for this, but I gotta tell you guys. So, today was a very boring day at work. I had to do a lot of waiting for things to charge. And on my reels...
That explains...
Oh, yeah.
Explains why I got so many reels today.
Yes. I'm so sorry. Most days, I feel like I'm pretty controlled. But today, I just had nothing better to do.
True.
But anyways, I got so deep into the Instagram reels. That is that maybe an old man that I call it the Instagram reels? Can I just say reels?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I got so deep in reels that there's this Australian guy, and he's the whisperer. He like trains chickens and stuff. And
that sounds like some like porn addict like recovery guy.
Oh,
like,
he's a whisperer. He's a crazy dude, but. Bear Attack has trained me so much to listen for the word that he says it like 11 times before the video even really starts.
We decided here on Bear Attack, we have solved the mystery of which is better, fries or tots. And the options were fries, my guys, or got the hots for tots. And neither. This is the in parentheses, this is the wrong answer. And it is 50-50 fries and tots.
Oh,
as it should be. As it strong.
Should be. So I lied, we didn't solve it. We we will continue to question.
In fact, we've made it worse.
Did two of us were tot guys, right?
Two of us here on the podcast?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I'm pretty solidly a fry guy. Amy, fries or tots? Amy's fries.
Oh well,
Jesse Ray, fries or tots?
There I am again, the black sheep.
Jesse and Amy vote fries. She says tots are stupid, you children.
Really? I would have taken her for a tot girl.
No, she didn't actually say that last part. That was me adding that.
Oh.
But she is a fry girl all day. All the way.
If we...
I don't know, y'all have obviously never had tachos.
I have. It's one of the only foods I can make.
But have you had frachos?
I have. That's, I make tachos because it rolls off the tongue easier.
That's just loaded fries. Come on.
I could say tachos are just loaded tots.
Nobody. Well, and then Canada, I think tots are called potato barrels. So
disgusting. What do we know? That's not even. Don't even put that in here.
I mean, that is a much more descriptive to the point name than tater tots.
Well, it's like in England. It's like in the UK, fries aren't fries. They're called chips.
Yeah, and that's wrong. And you know why it's wrong? Because we won the war. So.
That's right. I saw so much on social media today. Once again, because I didn't have a lot to do at work, which irritates me. But that's a different subject. But I saw so much about their royal family today. Every time it came up, I would report it as irrelevant. And they'd say, why is it irrelevant to you? And I'd say, because we won the war. And I'm pretty sure that's going to put me on a list.
There was also a question on that episode. What was your favorite question and how would you answer it? One person answered it, which was Nate Patton. And he said, this is on Blitz's birthday episode, by the way. Birthday Q&A. Mm-hmm. How would you have answered these questions? And Nate said, I answered all of them already.
Our podcast is so unpopular that we comment on our own stuff and we talk about it.
Here's my thoughts. If you don't like the thing you're doing, it's not good anyways. So why can't we interact with ourselves?
Right. People ask me how have you been going for 5 seasons? I'm like, we don't do it for other people. We do it for ourselves.
Selfish comedians. I make jokes that make me laugh.
How do you go for 5 seasons? Well, the audience all participates.
Hey, we average 17 listens an episode. So that's
actually
pretty good.
Actually, it has been going up. We're kind of now more around the low to high 20s. We're in the 20s. I guess that's just a,
nice. Hey,
everybody.
The low to high 20s is just the 20s, but
I mean, I feel like I'm in the high 20s. So
me too. I don't know what happened if people were just bored cuz it was Monday yesterday, but yesterday we got just yesterday 46 total plays.
Well, welcome.
Did we post something yesterday?
Mm-hmm. I think the New Year's episode came out yesterday.
Mm-hmm. The recap, got it. Yeah, but like you posted on Insta and everything, so maybe that helped.
I hope so.
The wine bottles were fun. Or champagne, I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you. Those are from the Try Not to Laugh video. I had them left over from that, from when Jeffrey won. And I was like, well, these can be repurposed.
Upcycling.
It's funny, like, you get, like, musical artists that have that one album that they don't want to talk about. Like, We Came as Romans has their self-titled album, and they're like, what self-titled album? I feel like the Try Not to Laugh Part 2 is, like, we didn't do that. It doesn't exist.
I like the Try Not to Laugh Part 2.
I like the Try Not to Laugh because of the story of Jeffrey being like, oh, I can't laugh? Okay. And then just nothing.
I think people should go watch the Try Not to Laugh Part 2, though I do think the Part 1 was better. And Part 3 is still...
not happening?
In utero. Is that a pregnancy term?
Sounds like it.
I think that's a Nirvana album, but okay.
Yes, but they got it from the... they didn't make that phrase up.
I believe it's Latin for... baby stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry if I'm breathing heavy, everyone. It's my turn to have my face on fire. Oh, God, that's so hot.
What'd you do?
I made potato pierogies, and I put some of your pineapple habanero hot sauce on it, and now my lips are on fire.
That's a pierogi.
Nice.
It's like a Polish dumpling that's filled with potato.
Ooh.
I actually...
it's super good.
Know a song from my childhood that has pierogies in it.
Interesting.
How do you even put that in a song?
3 steamed pierogies.
Is that like... what the...
it's a...
is that like the 12 days of Hanukkah?
Yeah,
like, what is...
it's the 12 days of Polish Christmas.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Speaking of our YouTube, boys, are you guys... I guess if you're not, you can edit this out or leave it in. It will be funny, but can we put out the release the my cover of It's Dangerous Business on YouTube?
I thought you already put it. I thought it was already live. I watched it.
It's not live. It's unlisted.
Oh, dude, so put that thing live.
You can
yeah, go for it.
Oh, hey guys, what's up?
Should we make it live right now?
Yeah,
on the podcast. All right, I'm going to set it as a premiere.
Yeah, and then just make sure we post on social so that way all your hard work doesn't go to waste.
Nate text you?
What?
It's Kevin's line in the video.
I'm setting it as an instant premiere, right? Tonight, public. Okay. Save.
So we're on season 5, and I'm just thinking to myself, man, we need to do more videos. But then I'm also thinking, man, videos are such a pain in the ass.
It's true.
All right. The It's Dangerous Business walking out your front door video is live. If you listen to Bear Attack Podcast, you'll see me recording this video, but I'm going to post it on my Instagram. I'm talking too much. Anyway, Bear Attack's YouTube.
I'm so excited for the comments.
I'm not, but I am. It's pretty cringe, but
oh, but
we steered into it. So
if anybody uses the hashtag "Where's Panda," I will like crap my pants and cry. I'm not in the video, so if anybody notices,
yeah, because you were dying on the couch and farting up a storm.
God, I look like Dracula with no blood. Like,
I would say that the chances of people noticing are pretty good, except for Kevin's in it.
Yeah,
yeah, that kind of fucking monkey wrench.
Kevin, hey, your stunt
looks
double
like panda, but it doesn't. Red Panda's beard is not as cool as mine, and he's also taller than me, so that's your... And, yeah.
You're in the last shot because you're holding the camera.
That's right. You participated at the very end.
I was literally dying. If you listen back to the last two... our 2022 recap and the episode we put out before that, which I...
The 100th episode. Forget. Of Bear Attack.
The 100th episode, yes. You could hear it. I was dying that day. So
honestly, you were doing, like, after we recorded that stuff is when you really, like, took a turn for the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Or, well, and before.
Well, yeah.
You actually yeah, like, you became pretty energetic during the podcast, and then you crashed.
Yeah, I know. I, like, focused all my energy on that, like, 2-hour period, and then I was just like, I'm done now.
Holding it down for the underground. I respect the commitment.
I was like, be professional, make sure it sounds okay. But yeah, so now that we're kind of like focused in on what our show is, where like three friends that review stuff and then attack it because it's fun to attack stuff, if you guys have any like topics or anything you want us to review and like put our comedy attack spin on, let us know, because we have been doing this for 5 years, so ideas are like found like good ideas are far between like the lines and stuff.
Do you guys have Netflix?
Yes.
One of my friends said that The Witcher Blood Origin was pretty good, and my favorite YouTubers say that it's the worst thing that got put out in all of 2020. And so I'm kind of curious, would you guys be down to review the first episode of, or however much you want, but like as a podcast, watch the first episode of The Witcher Blood Origins and see where we land.
Yes. Do I have to watch The Witcher first?
No, it's a prequel.
Okay. Okay. Yes, I'm in.
It would be weird for me since I don't have any, like, because The Witcher's a video game, right?
No, it's, so, funny story. The Witcher, it was a book series, and the author sold it to a little video game studio that had never made, like, they made, I think, they worked on someone else's game as, like, a supporting role, and the guy who was, like, one of the guys who was in charge was like, I love these books, we should make them into a game, and he was like, so they had some money they offered to him, and he never thought that, you know, It'd be like if one of us wrote something and someone came along with some cash, it's like, you know, are you going to wait around for like it to become huge, or are you going to be like, sure, I'll take what I can get? And so he did that, but he hates video games because he thinks they're a lesser art form. But the video game did really well, and then the sequel did better, and then the third one became like a cultural event. And so the video, the books got popularized through the video
game. How insulting must that be for him?
Show. What?
He got popular through what he thinks is a lesser art form. That's gotta hurt.
Well, I haven't ever like heard any interviews with him, so it's all hearsay. But I guess like when the show came along, they were gonna try to be more faithful to the books, and he worked pretty closely with the show people, and I don't know if that was like, some people said it was like, oh yeah, I finally get to set the record straight and like not have it be these stupid video games. But I've also heard that the games are actually pretty faithful to the books. So I don't know. There might not be the beef there that like people say there is, but people say there is.
You know which Netflix series we should watch and review? I haven't seen Wednesday yet.
So good.
Yeah?
Yes. I'll watch it again.
Maybe we'll do an episode. Yeah, I haven't gotten around to it because I'm binge watching Teen Wolf to prepare myself for when that movie drops in the end of the month, but
there's a movie?
Yeah, Teen Wolf cast reunited and they made a movie. And I was like, I'm watching it back going, damn, this series was so good. But yeah, maybe we do an episode on Wednesday because that's pretty good.
Yeah, well, maybe that'll be the poll. Do we watch? Do we review Witcher Wednesday or Teen Wolf first?
Ooh, we'll do all three, but which one first?
Teen Wolf is a lot to unpack. They had like six seasons, so you guys might not want to.
I think
when it comes to TV shows, we should follow Blitz's rule of reviewing. Of doing one episode, and we can assess from there.
Oh, I'm in. Just blindly speculate about the rest of the show.
A show has never redeemed itself from its first episode. Not once. Never in the history of TV have I ever not gotten everything I needed in the first episode.
Bold statement. I respect it.
It is. It is, and I've watched enough TV to back it up. People say that Parks and Rec, oh, you got to get through the first season. False. Everything that's great about the show is in the first season, and I think the first season is actually pretty darn good. Is it the worst season? Yes, but it's a good show. So the worst episode of a good show will still be entertaining. The worst episode of a bad show will make you not want to watch the rest of the show, i.e., this is a controversial opinion, but Daredevil. Daredevil is the one show where it's not the one show, but it's one of the shows where I went back on my like rule because a friend tried to like, he was like, you got to try again, man. And I was like, Daredevil's got some redeeming stuff in it. So I started Daredevil again and I regret it. It's just a bad show. It's boring. I don't know. This isn't an episode about Daredevil, but if we want to review Daredevil, I can tell you why it sucks.
I'm pretty sure I have my own reasons why Daredevil sucks. I don't need yours.
I have the Hot Ones Classic Pepper X, and that shit, as soon as I smell it, I'm like,
yeah, that's.
I'm like, oh god.
The Classic Pepper X is rough.
That is, yeah, I'm like, dude, this should be the last dab. This shit is hot.
Oh man. So there's a guy who used to work where I work. And I've met him a couple times. He's super cool. We talked, like, the first time we met, we talked Doom Eternal a bunch and metal and all this stuff, Star Wars. And my friend was telling me, oh, yeah, Bob likes hot stuff. He, like, makes his own sauces and everything and whatnot. And so it's like, Bob is kind of like, I'm like a little kid around Bob. I just think he's like so cool and everything. So I didn't want to seem like a pussy in front of him. But he was telling me his girlfriend got him the Pepper X stuff. And he was like, I forget what he put it on, but he was like, dude, that stuff almost destroyed me. Like, I thought I was going to die. And I was like, okay, here's my story. Because I did yeah. the same thing. I put it, Ocean's got it for me. And I dumped a bunch of it on like my
eggs.
Five Guys fries.
Oh, was it your fries?
What?
Haven't you done the similar thing with your like eggs or something?
Oh, this is yeah, I you know, it's like
he does this to himself a lot.
It's like Travis Pastrana, you know, how many times do you not land a backflip before you stop trying to land backflips that you shouldn't? But anyway, Bob and I did the same thing. Since it's the classic Hot Ones recipe, we didn't think it'd be so hot.
I know, yeah. So you think, oh, it's a classic, it's not going to be bad, and then still Pepper X, and then you're like, oh my god, no, this is not okay. I'm like, this is almost as bad as the last dab. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, and it makes sense because it's made with the same pepper, but, I mean, I'm glad to know I'm not the only idiot out there who can't put two and two together.
Nate and Bob.
But also, the bottle doesn't give you any warning or anything either. It's like, hey, we know that our classic ones like the entry-level sauce, but this is not that.
Yeah, at least put like a black or red dot, like Widowmaker or something. Like, come on.
Yeah, give me a 10 out of 10 spice level on that thing or something.
Give you a fighting chance, you mean?
Right.
Warn me first, so I don't just dump it on my fries and then go in balls deep. Like, done that too many times. You think I'd know better by now?
I feel like I've talked a lot on this episode. I'm sorry. I know that no one comes here for Blitz, but
I'm here. I'm here almost exclusively for Blitz and Panda Bear. So it's awkward.
Yeah. Well, that's because you're not a polar narcissist.
What?
Polar Bear got a fun new book for Christmas, so we might do some things from that.
Oh yeah, we can all read that and get a review that guy.
I'm on board.
What is it exactly? It's like a book.
Haunted Arizona. It's a book about all the most haunted places in Arizona.
That would be fun.
Yep. Unsurprising, Tombstone is the first one in there.
I don't know, man. Jerome is pretty.
Oh, I'm sure Jerome is coming, but Tombstone's first.
Yeah.
Every time I think about Tombstone, I think about that terrible hotel I stayed in. In Bisbee.
Bisbee.
I should have just slept in the truck, saved the company the money.
That wasn't a whole bunch. What? That wasn't a whole bunch of that was my little sister.
Why is your
it's a story for not on the podcast.
People are gonna think that now people are gonna think that your ringtone for your sister is just repeatedly saying the phallus shaped word.
she's my little duck. I was calling her little duck before Hunger Games came out. But yeah, that's what Katniss calls Primrose in the Hunger Games, and I was like, hey.
And then Primrose dies.
You can't take that nickname. I already use it.
I had it first, you jackass.
Yeah, I thought that I had. I thought people were going to think that I got that from the Hunger Games. And now, like, looking back, it's kind of like, even if they did, who cares?
Yeah. But anyhow, welcome to season 5, everybody. Again, if you have anything you want us to talk about, please let us know. We'll do our best not to obliterate the topics too much, but that's kind of our job. So just expect it that we're going to attack your opinions and say if it sucks, we're going to tell you. So, boys, what are we loving today?
I am loving that one of my customers bought me pizza today. Well, bought this whole shop pizza, but like I'm part of the shop, so.
Dude, that's almost like getting head.
Yeah, well, she had to back out of a pretty big deal, and she felt bad, so she sent us...
I didn't know it was a girl. I feel bad now. That's nasty.
I mean, she's an older lady, but she sent us garlic knots and pizza.
Love free pizza.
Yeah, delicious.
Shout out to Brian's dad.
Yes. The guitar, Brian, like the main dude from Jane in the Jungle.
But not Big B, because Big B is no longer in the picture.
Right. Right. But yeah, his dad bought us pizza.
Yeah, like the first or second time that we saw them.
What a guy.
He's a fun dude.
He seemed like a pretty good dude.
Blitzbear, what are you loving this fine winterly evening?
Well, my brother, I'll actually turn on my camera. This is just for the bear. Sorry, viewer or listeners, you guys don't get to see this. But my brother-in-law has like a live fire range that we've been training at, and he like sent us a dossier, as like invitations for like an exercise, and like made a whole target package and everything. That's it's so wild,
dope.
And my sister-in-law or my sister came and gave them to us as like a Russian agent. And I got this patch for my kit. Yeah, and I got this patch for my kit that says do not be far from me, for trouble is near and there is no one to help, from Psalms 22:11, which I don't know, it just sounds super
metal.
Yeah, like also very bad, metal, but also just, yeah, just super warrior poet. Yeah, very metal.
Which, so David was a warrior poet and a king, so tracks.
So yeah, I guess I'm loving doing military stuff with my family.
Doing patriot things.
Yeah.
They're not nobody get the idea. They're not an actual cult. They just sound like one.
Yeah, we're just we're not an actual militia. We're not actually enlisted or anything like that. But we run and do. We play with guns.
As all Americans should.
They like to play. They like to play pretend.
But in like a very serious way.
Yes.
Like tiger cubs.
For God's sake, there's an actual dossier. They're playing pretend, but they're playing pretend for real.
They're playing pretend for keeps.
I did watch a video today of like guys clearing a room, and it was the most embarrassing thing ever. And I was like, ugh. If you're a weekend warrior, you know, I think that's really good because, you know, you never know. Like, tell the people of Ukraine that getting some firearms training is a waste of time or stupid. You know what I mean? But at the same time, it's like, you got to know you're not a badass. Like, because these guys who are just running around with guns clearing rooms, like they would be 100% dead if they ever cleared a room the way they were doing it. And you know that they think that they're hot shit at the end of the day because they train themselves.
Training is important.
Yeah. Speaking of training, I mentioned it earlier, but I cut a bunch of stuff out of my diet, and I've been working out, and my body is telling me it's sore, but I'm like feeling good about it. So that's what I'm loving. I'm like loving trying to get back into a decent shape where not everything hurts all the time.
Dude, I love that for you. I'm so proud of you, man.
I think you're doing great, Oceans. I'm proud of you too.
Montana, how's it going for you? I know you were trying.
I had to buy a new smaller belt, and I am on the third hole of that belt. So pretty good.
If you guys ever need help on your fitness goals, Blitz is either here to encourage you or to yell at you and shame you into being better.
Mm.
I prefer the latter, but I'll also do the former.
Yeah, the typical skinny guy with a metabolism, fat shaming fat people. Yeah, I got you.
I just need to get in better shape so that I can get Kit, because they don't make Kit for plus size guys.
Dude, I'm not 25 anymore. This body doesn't come without a little bit of work.
I mean, I've never had a metabolism, so when people, I'm not fat by choice. It's just my body doesn't process things properly, I think.
Yeah, I think it also helps that I have been blessed with a very good metabolism. There's no doubting that. I also have been blessed with not having a sweet tooth. Pizza.
Lucky you.
Pizza is my jam, but pizza can be turned into fuel, is my belief. sugary drinks are hard. That's where all my sweet tooth stats got maxed out in the drinks.
I feel that.
Yeah,
if I could cut Coke, it'd be a miracle what would happen to me.
It's possible. I mean, you guys know, I go on a pretty harsh elimination, cleanse diet, about once a year. I haven't done it this year. I don't know if I will, but,
I mean, it's only January, bro. You got time.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's doable, but,
I know it's doable, but I've already quit drinking and smoking. I'm not sure I have one more quit in me right now.
Yeah, those are some intense quits.
Yeah.
When I break 30. So 2 years.
But yeah, anyway, as usual, don't forget to check us out on YouTube. You can email us at bearattackpodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on the gram and on Facebook.
The gram is honestly the best place to get a hold of us.
Right. And then if you really want to, you go anchor.fm, our awesome sponsor. You can, I don't know if you can pay us on there or what, but they do all kinds of cool stuff. So
yeah, you can if you want to donate to the podcast.
To the cause.
If you want to donate... For every dollar you donate, we will say the phallus word, and it will cause me a physical pain to have to edit it out every time.
Oh, you know what? I'll do it for every 50 cents donated.
You know what?
Oh, my God.
If you want a little merch package, some stickers and whatnot, hit us up on anything. Like, just send us a DM or an email at the aforementioned podcast, and I'll send you something. I'm feeling generous tonight.
Yeah,
free of charge.
Sick.
On 2 G's. Blitzbear. We didn't forget about your shirt. It's just you know how we operate. So
yeah, I just honestly I'm putting it off because I really hate emailing back and forth with the t-shirt people.
I feel that. I'm ordering shop shirts right now, and it is the worst.
Yeah. It's mostly a quality thing. Like, it's easy to get a, you know, custom t-shirt, but I want it to be.
You got, I mean, if for those of you who don't have a Bear Attack shirt, I'm sure we have a surplus still. So,
yeah, we still got,
I'm sure we have some.
Those aren't free, though. I'm not going to send you those just because I feel like it. But yeah, we do have Bear Attack shirts, and they are very high quality.
They're really good.
They're so good.
Alright.
I mean, Montano's got shrunk, so it kind of looks like a tube top when he wears it.
No, but I actually fit in mine pretty good now. It shows off my curves strong, but you know, I'll get over it.
Yeah, nice. Mine's pretty tight right now. That was like when I first noticed it. I tried to put the Bear Attack shirt on, and I'm like, dude, this is fucking tight.
What happened? Only self-conscious in it for like 20 minutes, and then I get over myself.
Self-loathing.
Yeah, no, I have I have friends that wear it, and they always, whenever they show up somewhere wearing it, they just look sharp.
They are.
Oh, it is.
They
legit,
are good, like, soft shirts.
Simple but effective.
Yeah.
With pockets.
They complement your body.
With pockets.
Well, yeah, with pockets.
With a pocket, yeah.
The pocket.
My dad will... it has a pocket. My dad will even wear it.
The
so
pocket's
cool.
Important.
Yeah, the pocket thing has been really popular.
Yeah, I'm glad it's gotten
so
popular,
glad we swung
because
it
makes it easier for me to find pocket tees, which I've been wearing my whole life. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We'll see you guys later. Thanks for being part of 5 Seasons. Please answer our polls and get a hold of us on our slide into our DMs. And leave us a review wherever you can leave us a review. And 5 stars, we can leave us 5 stars. Even if the review is bad, leave us 5 stars. Otherwise, we won't look at it. And we'll see you guys later. Bye.